Are you recording? Oh, all right.
Oh shit. Bug daddy in.
Voice recorder activated. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, cousin guy. Got a cousin?
God, if you got cousin.
The morning to the welcome to the morning to the goddamn welcome to the podcast, cousin guys, ma'am, sirs, cousins. Hey, goddamn, we should change the name of this. We should change the name of this podcast. I feel like
change it,
but. You feel me?
Change your name.
Yeah.
Why you wouldn't change your name?
I feel like you feel me. It's just like, and not like, I don't think they feel us for
real. Oh, you want the audience feels us?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you feel me? Because, like, I don't know. Maybe we should think of something. It been goddamn. A year, damn near 2 years. Cause the other one was a flop though. I don't know what the fuck. happened with that one. I think that one just got us prepared for this one. I don't know.
You said it's time to take the next step.
Yeah. Cause I ain't ready for no video shit. So I ain't going. I ain't doing that right now.
Video camera right there.
We can do it on the computer. We got a camera.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
We just have video.
To. Not right now. No. We just have to get a. I still got to get different microphones and a soundboard. But, no. I ain't ready for that camera, bro. I'm not ready for that yet. Not yet. I feel like.
Be like a news station at that
point. Yeah. I feel like breaking reports. Yeah, like.
DJ Mikey Mike.
I'm not ready for that, so like I feel like we just gonna have to stick to this for about a good couple more. Like, I'm gonna say just about a month or so.
So you say 2 months, you think we're gonna start video?
Probably.
We're still scared of when we hit the damn record button. We say hello and it goes up. And you wanna actually show yourself? People can look back and see you like the whole time looking at the
camera.
They
be like, look at this retarded motherfucker. I'm like, fuck you.
Look at the camera like.
You better know it. Oh, shit.
I think you got a ghost in here, guy.
I don't know, cousin. I don't know what's been going on in here.
Hear noises?
It's just, I'm just like, these 15 packages got my mind like, I don't know, bruh.
Yeah, tell people. People are gonna be on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's my fault.
Trying to steal.
Alright. Get something fired at they dumb ass. Get their ass cheek blown off. I'm shooting at the ass. I'm not aiming to kill.
Why are you gonna shoot someone in the ass?
Self defense. I mean,
why are you shooting me in the asshole?
Huh? If you want them to have a bag, I mean, they go out.
Goddamn ghost. Yeah, I'm scared. That's like, it was closer. I'm fucking scared right now.
If I see a shadow pop up on that motherfucking wall, God, I tell you.
That's your head or something. I'm
fucking
out the window.
I'm out that window.
We're going back to see your head. Look at me from the damn bathroom. I'm jumping.
We got
we're
gonna have to play rock, paper, scissors to see who's gonna jump out the window first.
I'm gonna hit her and then she's gonna come over.
Yeah, I've been trying to get this. It ain't loaded.
Oh, God.
The bullet.
The bullet. The bullet. It's a ghost, too. I'm gonna go shoot it.
Hell no. If I get a gun, do roar at me, nigga. I'm gonna shoot it.
Good, right? It's a damn ghost. What are you gonna do? That's gonna pick you up by your feet and drag you out there. You gonna keep shooting at us. Gonna be like,
and get a fucking vacuum cleaner. And baby powder.
It's not gas.
I got some foot powder. I thought on it. I spray with some cologne or something. And motherfucker got them alcohol or something.
No, I'm just jumping out the window.
Better not. Don't jump out the window.
Sometimes I turn the light on in the room, and the light fucking start flickering.
Hey, I don't give a fuck how old I'm gonna be. I got a suspicion of the dark, bro. I don't give a fuck. I ain't scared of the dark. I got a suspicion of the dark.
You ever, okay, so, I do too, okay. So, you ever see, like, a video, like, you ever be, like, on your phone, like, laying down on your phone, like, say you're on the bed, right, your phone on a pillow, right, and you're looking down, you ever get that feeling, like, you look over to the right, and you're gonna see a face just come up out of the shadow?
Bro, I seen a video on TikTok where it said, like when you're asleep or something, and you like wake up or something, like you feel someone staring at you, and it's like a ghost or some shit, like a spirit. But like, nah, G, I feel like in the dark, bro, something really be in that bitch, bro. I don't know what it be, but like, I feel like something there, or like, I feel like someone's like, it's just like weird, like it's weird, bro. It's like, that's why I don't know. I don't like walk in certain places, and like, it's. If I can't get in there and get out in the dark, bro, I'm not going. I'm not going. Like the kitchen or some shit. Like in my house. Oh, in my house. In my house is different. I'm cool. Cause like I'm gonna die in this bitch if I got to. Like it's different. I'm gonna defend my crib. But like anywhere else, no. If I gotta piss, I'll hold that shit till the morning. Got me fucked up.
What you saying? You wanna walk from your bedroom?
No, that's what I said. In my house, I'm cool. Like I'm cool. But like anywhere else, G, like.
So if we're at work, power go out. You're not walking to the bathroom more?
Walking to the bathroom? Nigga, I'm not going nowhere in that motherfucker. I'm standing still.
You think it was like a flashlight?
They give me a headlight, bro. I'm going to have my phone, nigga. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Fuck them in that. I still got to work. Nigga, I'm not working. It's motherfucking. I'm not working, nigga. It's pitch black. I'm not working.
I'm not working either, but.
Nigga, you don't know no one in there for real, because we don't talk to everybody in there for real like that. So like, we don't know how everybody mentality is. The way we work, pitch black, boom. Say it's pitch black, right?
Oh yeah.
The lights out, right? Boom. Fuck, we got our phones and a headlight. G, that's not lighting up the whole store.
I'm looking for bubbles, number one.
Fuck that, G. I'm looking for GG, bro. You got me tweaked out. Him?
You might feel a needle.
Him and Man Ray, bro.
I feel a needle.
Nah,
I'm cool with him.
Yeah, but like, you don't know what
I get 10 second head start.
I do too, probably, but like.
You better hope.
I talked to him. He messaged me. I talked to him.
Hopefully, I get to like, let me know before I come to work.
But like, it's not even just them. Like, Twitch, motherfucking.
Right.
Big Texas, like Triple H, like you don't know, like I don't trust motherfuckers for real. I only trust like six motherfuckers there for real, and that's like, nah, bro. If that power go up, bro, I'm standing up that motherfucker. So check out, bro. If anybody disappeared, Jim, I'm about to who missing? I'm asking Frank. Who missing? Where'd they go? You don't know? I'm gone. You can't open the door. Bullshit, watch this. I'm gone. Unlock the side door.
Just running through it.
At that point, I don't give a fuck. Phone, I'm snatching somebody else's phone. I'm running out that bitch. Dual-handed phone, headlamp. Nigga, like this. I will spin in a full circle out that bitch if I got to. I don't play around with that shit, bro. I don't trust that. In the dark, you can't really see nothing, bro.
I mean, yeah.
That carrot bullshit was a lie. That carrot bullshit as a child was a lie, bro. I don't care. I don't care what no doctors say or none of that. Eat carrots and make sure I have betters in the dark. Like, you ain't ever heard that?
No, I used to hear carrots are good for your eyes.
How?
I heard it was better. Milk is good for your bones.
That shit fattening. We like that shit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Right there, cousin guy?
Hmm. Yeah. People used to text me. Like, I know I'm busy. Why are you texting me? Mm. Sorry.
Damn. Damn, that's crazy.
What?
Fuck people. That's basically what you said?
Kinda.
Damn.
Then I get another text, but I'm not answering that. Busy.
Well, that's how people feel. Fuck you if we're busy. Fuck you, bud.
If it's not really life threatening, like, leave it there. Busy.
I can't say too much life threatening. If it's not too much involved, anything of like jail or like violence or some shit like that, yeah. But like, if someone called me over like a fucking a dollar or like a controller or a charger or. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd poke somebody.
Poke me.
Yeah, poke. Yeah, like that. Yep. Mm-hmm. At this point in stage, you know what the fuck I eat. Why are you asking? I hate it. I hate it.
Hate what?
Asking food questions. Oh. You know what the fuck I eat?
Right.
Why you asking? What do I want? Whatever you feel like making.
Whatever place you get it from, you know what I like from there.
Whatever you get. I better not have got a message. Oh, my phone's not even in here.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. I'm probably. Oh. Oh.
You can go get it.
That's the number one mistake.
You want me to get it for you? You need me to get it? No, I didn't want you to get all up. I mean, if you don't.
You alright, guy, cousin? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Sir, nephew.
Auntie.
Appreciate it, guy, cousin.
You're welcome, friendly. Friendly guy.
Two, 3895. Why spammers called calling me, bro? Get the fuck up out of here. Good to be calling me, cut. Cut, you hear me, cut? Cut?
Hmm?
I'm okay. It's Fruity Pebbles, cut.
Oh, you got that one, guy?
Yeah, guy.
This one, apple pie, guy.
Apple pea.
Mm-hmm.
Apple pea.
That one you just said, yeah. Pause. No, my God. Whatever they say. Whatever them kids say nowadays, God.
No, whatever you just said was gay, God. No. You don't got to say suck. You can say hit, puff, draw. Hit it, nigga.
People, hold on, listen. People will want what you want to call places called cigarettes. Fags,
yeah. Squares, they call them squares. Fags, fucking. They call them a whole bunch of shit. I mean.
If I say you just puff that or suck it. I mean, yeah. Got this in here. All you gotta do is suck it.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Dude, they're like,
what's going on? They're
like, what do you think?
I'm like, yeah. Not here. There, what, boy? Ew. He said, man, get him.
indica?
I don't know what one that was,
cuz. Oh, yeah, I just looked at the
name. One day, bro, me and Kyle sat there and hit every single one of them, bro. I tell you not, bro, we was high,
bro. Oh, from the
pack? Yeah, from the box. I opened all of them and just hit them. Bro, I just like, I'm sitting there like,
I don't like them boxes.
Five for 500.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do that, too. I got to ask him about the peas. Was that gay, too? Because I said peas.
She said, wind it up. Wind it up. that TLC one, she got Tourette's or some shit. Feel like, ooh. Feel like, ooh. Yeah, her.
Just like me. Trash.
she said, wind it up. She said, BBC. She said, big back cucumber. What the fuck is wrong with it?
What the fuck is that?
Bro,
they're not black, you girl.
Bro, I saw a video, bro, that it was her birthday or something, and they had candles on her cake, and she said, like,
no, she's punching the guy.
Bro, no, she said she wanted a feeling that she wanted to karate chop her cake because it was squishy, and she wanted to chop it. In the video, bro, she's blowing her cake, she's like, and then she go to, and she's like, chop it! And then her mom grabbed her arm, and they're like, don't let her chop it. And she's like, and then she went to do that shit again, and they pushed her back. And she's like, wind it up! What the fuck? But she did it funny, too. She's just like, wind it up!
Oh my god.
Like, what the fuck?
She really, really, really out there.
Like, out there. She's like,
Probably like a wonder. She's looking at the goddamn seats.
She built. And then licking the middle part. And her chewing on that bitch. She's
like, sticking the tongue in between her like a game.
Yeah, her name parents are looking at her like, honey, what are you doing? Chewing on the seat belt. She's like,
ain't dinner. All right, this is your stop, dude.
I remember, bro. I kid you not, bro. I remember I lived with Marlon. We were playing 2K, bro. we sitting there, bro. We had this little, like, dust stain. The TV right here. Games was in right here. We just sitting here. Back and start burst. Niggas got tired of the stopping and, like,
you're
wrapping
this up. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm wrapping the motherfucking third right? They just start eating, putting them bitches in her mouth and eat them with the wrapper on it. Bro, I swear to God, bro. Hey, bro, wait until they podcast.
And then
I think bro working. I'm gonna have him tell you, bro. I'm gonna tell you, like, we was really like in a 2K game, bro, and like niggas was tired of pausing it and getting violations, so we just like kept eating the motherfucking Starburst with the rappers on them.
That's crazy. I mean, I didn't get to sleep with the wrapper on, but I kind of tried to take it off. Like, get it wet enough to take it off.
Nah, bro. Like, we was eating pizzas, like, damn near one, two at a time with the paper on them hoes.
Did you, like, let it get soft, too, or no, you just
chewed
it?
Nah, gee, we was just chewing them bitches, like, we was
like
just...
Like, now and later?
Yeah, like, the now and later, like, we was just chewing them hoes, like...
Oh, man. No, I couldn't do that, no.
How you feel about Shedeur not working out at the combine? You think
Dual quartering either.
But he's hurt.
Yeah,
Shedeur just decided not to.
Yeah, but save that for you save that for your pro day.
No, bro, they not know like. Me and Cap's talking about this shit, bro. That shit bogus as fuck, bro. We feel like if you shouldn't work out, bro, you shouldn't be able to get drafted.
No, because that's just dumb because you can.
How? Like, everybody.
What if I work out as a pro day?
Okay, but that's different, though. Everybody do it. Like, every athlete do it, bro. Okay. All them NFL athletes. The only one that's, like, we really seen that was, like, anything that didn't do workout was, like, Eli Manning. He didn't work out.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what if I work out, right, and, like, I hurt myself?
Okay, but that, like, you still got your stats, though, for your combine, though.
No, but what if what if people just use that for the draft day? But like, what if I can show that what I can do on a draft day, because it's better for my opportunity then?
But it's already, because you're not going to be prepared. You think you're prepared, but you're really not. Look at Caleb Williams, bro. He wasn't prepared, bro. That's not different, bro.
He's just cocky.
So is Shedeur, bro, because his dad is Deion Sanders, bro.
And he's going to be the same thing.
It's not, bro.
It's like Cam Ward. He's going to do the same thing.
Dart. What's that dude named? Dart, bro. Jackson Josh, Dart?
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be the other quarterback that goes in the draft, bro. Because what quarterbacks right now that are in that draft that are that good, bro? Will Howard, he's all right. I know he won us a fucking championship, but he's all right. All the rest of them are too young or went back.
Yeah.
You got Quentin Ewers.
He went, right?
Will Howard, yeah. You got Quentin Ewers, Will Howard.
Will Howard. Mm.
Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur's going to go.
Cam Ward.
Cam's number one pick.
No, I feel like Abdul Carter's number one pick.
Yeah, Abdul Carter's number one. That's what I'm saying, like, first quarterback.
First quarterback? Cam Ward. I feel like all that that's why I feel like that not working that bullshit, bro. I feel like it's going to be Shedeur on some bullshit, bro. I feel like because they're going to do just like Caleb Williams, bro, on that first pick bullshit. Like, I feel like if you're a quarterback, bro, you should have to do that workout to show them people, like, what you can really do, G. Like, flaunt your shit. Show them what you can do.
So I'm saying, are you okay with them not doing it for the, like, training camp or whatever this, what is this called?
This is like their workout session, basically.
Okay, so what if they skip this and then go say they're going to work out at the pro day? You okay with that?
No, because you're not... No, that's not prepared. Like, you're not preparing yourself.
What if I'm training still? Like, what if I... Say they have, like, training sessions. Say they have, like, training days, right?
But see, like, training's different than, like...
They're still working out, though.
I mean, yeah, but it's not... You're not preparing yourself for what you're doing at the combine, though. You're not timing your 40, you're not shuttling, you're not motherfucking, it all depends what you are, like, in quarterback's case, like, let's look at it, bro. Did you ever watch Colorado this year?
Not everything irrelevant.
You watch any highlights?
I mean, I've seen,
or did you see Shedeur highlights? It's like,
I mean, I've seen when he threw the ball to, like,
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, bro.
They always gonna show them.
That wasn't him, though.
Compared to Cam Ward, I'm not going to lie, I'd rather have Cam Ward as a quarterback.
Yeah, but I think he's still cocky, too.
He's not cocky.
Just look how he plays the game.
Though. It don't matter. He's not cocky, though. He's standing on business.
But he left the game, too, when he...
So did Shador. Shador gave up on his team.
Okay, same thing.
Exactly, but one stronger than the other one, though.
But then if...
One got balls enough to walk out, but one is a... I ain't gonna say a bitch, but one is a sorry player for just sitting there letting your team lose when you could have won the game.
They both could have helped their team win the game. But my thing is this, though. If you go off stats, then, right? Say they both don't want to combine, like, play at all, right? Then you can put... Then do you put that in the factor of two why you don't...
Stat-wise, you'd have to go Kyle McCord. Because Kyle McCord led in passing. So if you go stat-wise, you'd have to go Kyle McCord. If you go, like...
Yeah, that's true.
If you go, like, season championship stat-wise, you'd have to go Will Howard. Because he won a, you know, championship. National championship.
Yeah, but, I mean... Not necessarily, because I understand what you're saying, but if we were a more running team, you know what I mean?
If you're going like
if that. If he didn't have, say he had like 3,000, or say 2,000 passing yards, but like, and let's say he had like 30 touchdowns, okay, but you know, most red zone, he had 1 yard TD. Yeah, I understand that, but I would still give it to running back because you're still a running team, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It gets weird. In your team, for instance. Y'all need a running back. Y'all need a quarterback. Y'all need a receiver. Y'all need a quarterback. No. Yes, y'all do.
Yeah, we do, but we don't need one right now.
Y'all do, though. Y'all, that quarterback y'all got not going to win y'all nothing.
I don't give a shit.
Bro, y'all not... That's the thing, like...
I'm paying you. Come on.
If y'all tank that whole seat, who y'all getting?
Alex. Arch Manning, if he comes out. If not, we trade back. We trade back this year, right?
But that's the thing, like,
trade back this year, boom, get what's his name?
What team?
Get Genty.
What team is really going to sacrifice that year? Because 2027 is probably when...
2020, it'll be 2026, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying, what team will sacrifice that draft to go to the next one? Because that's when the big receivers are coming up, most likely. Jeremiah Smith. Ryan Williams, shit like that. Tennessee.
Then I'll have top two picks. I have top two first round picks. If I take the season, have number one pick, right? Boom, I get my Arch Manning, or I get my receiver, right? Then boom, I can get the other one at the first pick. I have another round.
Yeah, unless I trade it,
or we can trade up, trade back. Yeah, but I mean, if we take the season, then we have number one pick.
Miles Garrett, that's the thing. Who y'all going to get for Miles Garrett?
If we trade him.
He wants to.
I don't care what the fuck he wants.
People
don't want fucking ice water.
You already say he's not staying.
Yeah, but I mean, if I ever ain't got a contract, we gonna do not to. Not come to the game.
He go to free agency.
But if I'm on a contract, he can't leave.
Then he not on contract no more.
He still have a contract.
Yeah, be his last year.
This year, yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's what he's saying. Like he can go, like he can just force free agency. Bye. I mean, that's the thing. Like that's like. This, y'all in cap debt. They don't have no cap. They can't do nothing.
Yeah, I know.
That dumbass is going to get Deshaun Washington.
Well, we can trade him away.
But you still got to pay him.
Fuck it.
Like, that's why I don't see why the Broncos did that to Russ.
That just give us more reason to take the season in.
I mean, yeah, but like, y'all money just
we get a running back, right? Then we upgrade offensive line, upgrade our defense a little bit here and there. Then we just tank the season.
I mean, yeah, but...
We get Genty, right? Upgrade our line, boom. We'll have a good offensive, or we'll be good. Genty will be a...
I feel like y'all need a better running back than Genty.
Who are we going to get? He thinks better in the draft. Can't say no one from Ohio State.
No one from Ohio State? Them two from my house, it is better than him.
Yeah, but you have to get them both then.
I mean, not really. You can pick either one.
Because you got to think, Genty was the only one that did it all year, only him.
But it's the...
Well, that's the back we need.
Like, we got to factor that into the... Like, that's when we have to factor into the division, though. When that draft comes, that's when they're factoring into that division. Because, like, we got to look at how good a defense... Like, how good of a mindset and coaching was he playing against? Like, in reality, Cleveland needs to go for someone Not like Jensen. They don't need a Jensen. They need a better running back. I'm not gonna say like Henderson, Judkins. No, they don't need a Scatterboo. They need like a good. They need Singleton, but Singleton's not in the draft. So like, they need somebody like Jeremiah Love or like that dude. Yeah, Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame. Like they need somebody. They need like a Saquon Barkley type shit. Like, they don't need no Jensen, but he too like he like a Austin Eckler type shit, but faster. But y'all don't need nothing like that. Y'all just had Chubb. I think y'all done with that powerhouse bullshit.
But Jenty had, I mean, he can still receive out of the backfield.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. That line's still not, it's not putting up for what Jenty's made for, bro. Y'all need someone who can stand there for a minute, look what he got to do, and go.
That's why I said we upgrade our line.
I feel like Dan Henderson would fit that shit, bro. Hey, I feel like Dan Henderson would fit that offense.
Who's Dan Henderson?
Or running back? I say running back.
Trevion Henderson. Trevion
Henderson. I said Dan Henderson.
I'm like, who the fuck is Dan Henderson?
Yeah, Trevion Henderson. Dan Henderson, the USC fighter.
Because he's more of a power back, too.
But he is exclusive.
I mean, kind of.
Genty's like a Judkins.
I guess, yeah. But didn't really... Wasn't Henderson really the one running over people, though?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I mean.
They
like,
both were, but Henderson was mainly more the powerhouse. But, like, he was, like, the one who mainly, like, blew up, like, as a running back, like, in these couple years.
Jenkins, too. Remember when NCAA came out, he was, like, spending like crazy.
But so, that's because like, he just came, like, you got to think, that's as soon as the transfer portal opened up, boom, we got one of the best running backs, like, supposedly, like, boom.
I mean, yeah, that's a really good game, too.
And then that's
like,
when we had, like,
I think he was more.
We could have put somebody better on that cover. I'm just saying. We had Emeka Ibuka. We just got Jeremiah Smith. He's a freshman. Put him on there. One of the best receivers in college football. If not the best.
What are you talking about, guys?
On a cover. We got Jenkins, like, right there.
Oh.
I feel like we could, like, I'm not taking nothing away from Jenkins, bro. He nice, but I feel like we could have put someone who actually, like, I'm not going to say meant something to the team because Jenkins meant a lot to the team, but somebody who actually, like,
War Howard?
No, like a Jack Sawyer. Jack Sawyer played it. Yeah. You got to think. Put someone on that cover who played their heart and soul.
Is he even on that, like...
He's not on the cover
at
all.
That's crazy they even mention him.
But that's the thing. Like, put someone on the cover who's, like, heart and soul in the team. Like, Emeka Ibuka. Will Howard. Not mainly Will Howard, but, like, he's the quarterback. But, like, motherfucking Jack Sawyer. Goddamn... Motherfucker, we got so many players that could have been, like, on that cover, and it's just like, look at the three players they put up there. That nigga from Michigan, then ain't doing nothing this year, really, bro. He ass.
The corner?
No, that running back.
Oh, Edmonds?
Jeez, Edwards.
Didn't he go last year in the draft?
Mm-mm. Okay, man, he was playing. Trash.
Michigan was
trash.
Ass.
Now, who else they had on there? Ewers?
He was alright. I tell you,
Arch better than him.
Arch can be 10 times better.
He started. He better start. He's going to have to start.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but that team's going to be...
I think Isaiah out of there.
Isaiah out. But that team still got hella receivers.
Replay them. I think it's our first game.
I'm scared.
I'm not. I'm ready to cook some shit.
We ain't gonna cook shit.
You think that? Mm-hmm. We're going undefeated. We're going to the ship this year too.
No, I'm putting Texas. I'm putting $1,000 on Texas when it
counts. Well, you better go look at that Ohio State team, boy. Better go look at that Ohio State team.
Better look at that Texas.
Fuck that Texas team. Look what we did to them.
Yeah, that was
most of them motherfuckers that played that game is coming back.
Yeah, but
some of them niggas was young.
What, 10 times better quarterback?
You got a 10 times better quarterback, too. You ain't see that recruit we got?
No.
And you ain't see Julian saying, boy, he's nice. That five-star quarterback we got too nice.
I don't know.
Oh, boy, you tripped out.
No. You I tripped still out. Arch Manning, though.
Don't matter.
He's number one. Nah. Nah.
He's not going number one this year. He's good. Drew Alvarez, I feel like.
For what? His draft class? Mm-hmm. Nah, he got to go number one in his draft class.
He went back. He came back. So he's going when probably Arch leave.
Mm-hmm. Carson Beck came back, too.
They'd probably all go top three. But yeah.
Carson make his ass.
I like Stockton better. Gunnar Stockton. Other quarterback is Georgia's other quarterback. He nice.
I just know about the Georgia's tight end. Like the right outside linebacker they got coming out too. I don't know who that is.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like these next couple draft classes, like it's not just like any specific like area. It's all over the fucking board.
That's a good though. That's
yeah, good but like class. And I feel like in 2 years, bro, this shit is about to be straight receivers, man, because all them receivers is coming out.
I just think it's weird because like everyone's gonna like what happens right when everyone gets like all the teams just get filled with young players and just get like you know because everyone's gonna eventually be great. Everyone's going to be young on a team. So, like, what's going to happen? They're going to up the roster, everyone?
Probably like, not, but... I mean, you got to think, though. All of them are still... Some people playing college till they're, like, 20, late 20s, early 30s. So, like...
Well, who's playing till 30?
That one dude played till he was, like, 30-something. He better not. He better not.
Was he a kicker?
I forget. I think he was.
Oh, see, that's all right. What the hell?
But, like...
I'd seen, like, the highest of, like, 23. I never seen someone older than that. Well, Carson Beck was 25. Huh? Not Carson Beck.
Bo Nix.
Well, he was 24, wasn't he?
Dang, 24, 25?
But what's his name? Stinson Bennett was 25.
Yeah, Stinson Bennett. I think he was, like, 25, 26.
I think he was the oldest one.
There's another one.
Where the fuck? Old player get drafted. Oldest player to get drafted in NFL.
I had a screen like that.
Oldest person to get drafted in NFL for. Oh my god. I'm gonna take that. Oldest person to get drafted in the NFL. 28 years old. Chris Winkie.
1986. That's like, hell no, that's like fucking
28 years, 264 days old. He's almost fucking 29 years old.
I think that you damn near finna retire almost. Cause most of these niggas coming out young, G.
That's what I'm saying. You come out 21, 22.
Like, you got, look, Ryan Williams, 17. Sophomore year, he about to be 18. His junior year, he'd be 19, bro. He can get drafted at 19 years old, bro. I think that'd make him the youngest person to get drafted.
Maybe.
Because you got to think, Jeremiah Smith, I think, is 19 or 18, 18 or 19. So, he'd probably be like 20 or 21 mm-hmm. when he get drafted. That Tuimaloa. Tua Hua Hua, whatever Tennessee quarterback name is. Talahamahua, or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know. He's a freshman. I don't know how old he is, but I don't know. That draft class is going to be crazy. It's 2027. That 2027 draft class is going to be insane. I guarantee it. Watch. Ryan Williams, Jeremiah Smith, Tennessee's quarterback.
Yes.
We're going to have Caleb Downs. If he come back, probably be Caleb Downs.
I think it's his senior year, if he comes back.
Oh, yeah, now it's his senior year, probably. I thought he was a freshman.
Caleb Downs? Nah, he was a sophomore this year, so yeah, this would be his junior year. Maybe it's... Well, maybe. No, this was his junior year, so this come up and be his senior year. Maybe.
Yeah, look. There's going to be hella good players in that draft class, though.
What do you think he goes next year, though? Who? You got to think. Down. Do you think it would be better for him to go in 2025 instead of 2026? If that's the case, if this was his sophomore year?
I just feel like if it's take your first chance out, right? That's how I see it. Because you get money either way, so like.
Or what if you were like. So you think you'd rather if you draft in the NFL or finish college first?
If you feel like you're good enough, just go. Then or if you're doing good enough. Yeah. Like, if you're doing good enough, just go. But, like, if you don't think you're doing good enough, like, stay that extra year. But if you're doing good enough and you know you're really doing good enough, yeah, just go on ahead. Like, just go. Just go ahead and get your paycheck. Do what you got to do. Take care of what you got to take care of. And then go get your degree later. You technically didn't drop out. Like, but you technically didn't drop out, though. Like, you got drafted, so, like, you're still basically enrolled. Like, you just got to come back.
Hopefully, so, you can.
You can. There's a lot of NFL, NBA, hockey, other players. There's a lot of them that didn't do that.
I mean, I've seen, like, what's his name? the dude from the, what the fuck was he from?
J.R. Smith went and got his degrees.
Greg Oden.
Yeah, Greg Oden.
When he went back.
There's a lot of shit they did. I give credit for. I give credit to Aaron Hernandez.
You ever watch it? You watch a documentary on
Netflix? Yeah.
I started it. That's crazy.
Because even though that shit he went through in his life, bro, he's still a cool nigga, bro.
You think if he really was away from home, he would have still be alive today and not do what he did?
I don't know. It's that man's mentality. Like, as a younger kid, like, getting into sports, I followed him all the way, like, through Florida with Cam Newton and shit. But, like, I just followed Aaron Hernandez because, like, he was one of my favorite players. Cause like I grew up watching Tony Gonzalez, and like Tony Gonzalez, like, I love tight ends. Like that was like I always wanted to be a tight end. Like so, like I grew up watching my fucking Heath Miller, my fucking
Antonio
Gates, goddamn shit, all the good like tight ends I grew up watching really, and then like Tony Gonzalez and Jimmy Graham just like caught my eye, and then like it just like pointed, like I don't know, it just like went towards Aaron Hernandez because like he just like blew up for real, like he was nasty, and like everybody slept on him because like he was a street nigga, so like ain't no one really like him, but like he showed his personality like he did, like he showed his personality in the street, he showed it on the field, so like. He played his heart out just like he lived his heart out. So, like, that was one cool nigga. So, like, you gotta. I don't know. Cause, like, when I remember watching, like, his last Florida game. He's crazy. He's insane, bro. Then we lost that Super Bowl. We lost that championship. But, I mean, shit, he's one of the best tight ends the Patriot ever saw. So, then. You know, we had Gronk and him. Like, that was two bits.
They were same draft class.
Yeah. And he's on the same team. Mm. We had two best tight ends down there.
Yeah, I like
it. You got to think that draft class was huge, too. Cam Newton. Motherfucker Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski. Goddamn. Whole bunch of motherfuckers went out that hole. Think Chris McCaffrey? No. Yeah. I don't know. No, I think he went a little bit after that. But, yeah, that draft class. You got to think, like, these previous, like, some of these draft classes have been crazy and we didn't even realize it. Like, they wasn't big back then, but, like, we look at it now, like.
I barely know people coming out of college.
Now?
Yeah, like Abdul Carter Iceman because he played for Penn State and he played against Iowa State.
Well, you got Abdul Carter, Will Howard. Will Campbell, Travis Hunter, Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, Travion Hunter, Shane, Quinshon Judkins, Ashon Gentry, Quinn Ewers, Dylan Gabriel, tight end from Michigan, I think Isaiah Bond, if I'm not mistaken. Jack Sawyer, Demeke Ibuka, fuck, I'm forgetting people. Who am I forgetting? I think ETN. I think that's pretty much all I really know.
I mean, I guess if you look at it, yeah. Who we really knew back in the draft class, too?
Back last year, Jagger?
I'm saying like a...
I mean, shit, the only really draft that I really watched through, like, is when the Patriots got Tyquan Thornton. That was like 3 years ago or some shit. He's on the fucking Chiefs now.
Draft class, you watched it fully, like...
I watched the first to the seventh round, bro. That shit was crazy.
I watched probably, like, all day two, and that's it. Day three, I'm not watching. I might have it on in background.
That's what I'm saying, Z, like, this, that 2020... It's 2026.
Yeah, I'm going the first 2 days.
Just the first two?
Yeah. If anything, I might just go the first day.
Because... I sent that email for the package thing, and they never, like, sent me back.
Cause yeah, I looked it up. It still didn't come out yet.
Yeah, she had to let me know,
I'm like, going first day, maybe second day back. I'm not staying on through.
It all depends.
Unless I save money, it's going.
That's what I'm saying. It all depends what the packages are looking like. Yeah. If, like, they give, like, a family package type shit, like, I'm taking it. Like.
If I get the first 2 days, mid-price of the fourth, or the third, I'm going second day.
There's sleepers in that third round.
Yeah, you might get a sleeper here and there, but I can watch it at home. Background noise. I can do something. You know what I mean? Do something else that day.
Who wants to go to the combine? What should I want to do?
I watch? And can't you watch it live?
Yeah, but like, I want to go. Cause like you probably be able to get someone to sign your shit and shit. Like it's just, it's like I know you like it's easier watching shit, but like going some shit like you could do a lot of shit. Like people really sign shit. Like people not arrogant. Like just like people, you just gotta approach them the right way.
Yeah, but why won't you just go to like a training camp?
Because like that's different camp. Though. Cause like you're not gonna catch everybody that you want to see. Cause like they all doing different shit. Like.
Yeah, you but, like, really, OTAs, they have to be there.
Yeah, but you can't just pop up at everybody's, like, training camp, because, like...
It's free.
Yeah, but you can't, like... I'm not traveling all the way to New England to go to... Hell no, bro.
Sleep
us up. Hell no.
Get a pop-up tent.
That's a far away, bro, in Massachusetts.
Get some do-wipes with you.
That's ooh, far.
My bad, guy.
Cool cousin, guy. I caught it, guy.
Thanks.
I try to catch that door, but the spider busted all over, cousin. Oh, she said they're coming.
Oh.
Well,
What time we start?
Almost an hour ago. 49 minutes ago.
Oh, why buy a Walmart? I wasn't out there Walmart.
Buy a Walmart, guy.
See my card at Walmart, cuz? I'm broke now, guy. Damn. Girl, guy?
Fucking car, motherfucker.
My car, guy?
Well, cousin, guys, ma'am, sirs.
What were you talking about now?
The draft.
Yeah, what would you say?
I don't know. That fucked us all up.
Fuck!
Now they come in. Now they got
we down. Had a good guy. They ain't it.
Oh my god, I just tried to get this shit down there.
Fuck it. We'll pick it up next week.
Yeah, we'll catch y'all motherfuckers next week, cuz.
Yeah, catch y'all fuckers on the next week episode.
Motherfuckers?
Oh, yeah? Chupapi Mingina?
Aren't you a king? I got good. Niggas? Is it niggas? They took my other one down for saying that. It's a niggas. Aren't they my niggas?
My cousin, guys, nephews, aunties, uncles, family members got?
Oh, yeah, Puck do got some family members listening to this. Hey, down south a little bit. Damn, I'm sorry you heard what I be saying, but I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. Oh, don't start this shit no more. No shit. Lemon
money.
Oh, yeah, you're done. All right, there. We catch up. All right, yeah, you're done.